so many people think photographs, right? There's something different happens when two people sit across from each other and you spend that much time looking at each other, you know, because not only was I looking at them and putting them on canvas, they were also looking at me. And some of the older men said to me, I haven't looked into my wife's eyes this long, you know? And some people said, I can't believe, I thought this was going to take so long and seem forever, and I can't believe it went by so quick because of that whole transcending of time, you know, and then both of us meeting that this painting comes out of it. And it's also fascinating that you see from this white canvas nothing, and then at the end of the day, there you are. It's pretty awesome. So what two human beings can create together is amazing. You know, no machine between us, no camera or anything, just that possibility. It is a lost art, but it's also coming back because of the quality of the experience. I think people ache for that. I think we ache for taste of our real attention, especially in a world where our attention so quickly changes from one thing to the next. On our phones and on our computer, the high-speed life that we have, no way. These slow art, these slow-looking, longer time together in order to make something, I think it becomes more meaningful in a way because of the contrast of speed at which we live most of our lives and the way most of our attention is taken. Value. There's a real value, I think, in service in a way for humanity to maintain this sort of relationship with what a focused attention might be. And I mean, whatever we wind up being as human beings in the future, in 50 or 100 years, I think we'll need an ability to really be attentive. It still will be there, I think, because so much suffering comes from our inattention and our lack of seeing the other, that I think it'll, no matter what, it'll still be necessary. So mediums and art forms and jobs and things that create that appreciation and foster that appreciation of attention in human beings will be absolutely necessary in the future. So it's a lost art, but a necessary one, and one that will be vital, I think, as we go quicker and quicker into the future.